Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Come on in the room. Let's do it. Come on in the room, man. We got some hot topics coming up for you. Today is Sunday, April 23rd. I'm your host. You know how I do it. Yeah, Jay Lamont, let's get it cracking. Man, let's get it rolling. We had the fight last night. We ain't going to hesitate. We're going to talk about some NBA. We're going to talk about some Major League Baseball. We're not going to do no NHL today, even though the playoffs was burning hot on the ice. Yeah, but this morning, man, we're going to talk about the NBA, some Major League Baseball, and we're going to get into the Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia. Yeah, man, I'm going to go on and tell y'all, man, Gervonta Davis knocked out Ryan Davis in the seventh round. We're going to get to that a little later, but let's talk about this NBA action real quick. Yeah, man, 76ers, they took the Brooklyn Nets out, took them out, rolled them out, boom, laid it on them, bowling ball action without Embiid. Yes, without Embiid. I tell you what, who did the damage to him? It was my man, Tobias Harris, and my man, James Harden. James Harden was dishing out them assists. He was having them, and then he was hitting that jump shot on them. For you all that's out there in India and Brazil and over there in Europe, I'm going to lay it out to you, man. Today, Brooklyn is out of there. If you all didn't get a chance to see the game, Tobias Harris had 25 big points, man. He was the superstar that they've been looking for, and all the teams want him. But Philadelphia is not giving up on Tobias Harris. And you all know that my man Tyrese Maxey, you know, he just comes to roll in and play all the time. And he was hitting that jump shot, man. It was sweet. It wasn't hitting nothing but nets. Tyrese Maxey, I think he had like some like 16 points, man. He had like, I think he had like 8 rebounds from the guard position, man. And them boys was rolling, Jack. Yeah. And Paul Reed, I think he had like 15 rebounds. So, yeah, they took Brooklyn out. Beat him 4 straight. Dinwiddie, man, that dude played his heart out, man. He couldn't do it by himself. Dinwiddie and Claxton did all they could do, man. Dinwiddie had about 20 points. My man Nick Claxton, he had 19 points. Mikal Bridges had 17. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough, man. And you got to give a shout out to to Brooklyn, man. They boxed real hard. And they lost 96-88. So Brooklyn is out of there. 4 straight by the 76ers without Embiid. Yeah, Joel Embiid, he set it out. You know, he took a beating in that last game, well, the last couple of games. And, you know, how do you feel about Joel Embiid, you know, with the kick? Yeah, man, they said a lot of people thought he should have been kicked out the game when he kicked Claxton, you know, when Claxton walked over him, when, you know, Claxton shouldn't have walked over him. Claxton had enough room to you know, walk the other way, but he walked over him and eyeballed him, you know, with the mean eye. And yeah, MB kicked him. right in the butt. And then in the same game, Harden got throughout the game. Said, you know, he elbowed my man in the wrong part, and you know, in the bottom half. And it looked like he was trying to make a move, you know, trying to, you know, like, you know how he try to make that move, you know, try to, you know, and his hand went out and it kind of, excuse me, looked like it hit him in the stomach, a bottom half of the stomach, and it was a little low, and then they kicked him out. So players have been getting kicked out, and that leads me to the second game. Which was the, well, it wasn't the second game, but the other game where the man got kicked out of the game, and that was the Lakers and the Grizzlies. And I don't know, man, the referees, man, they getting a little chippy, boy. They not playing. And yeah, my man Dylan Brooks, he got kicked out of the game. And he only had 7 points when he got kicked out of the game in the third quarter. And Ja Morant, man, what can you say about Ja Morant? The Lakers beat Memphis. Excuse me. The Lakers beat Memphis, man, 111 to 101, and they lead the series 2-1. But what can you say, man? Ja Morant did everything he could do with that hurt hand. You know, he's got a hurt right hand, and he scored 45 points, had 9 rebounds, 13 assists. He did all he could do, man. I mean, I think he scored like 19 or 20 some points in a row in that fourth quarter to try to help his team beat the Lakers, but couldn't do nothing with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, man. Anthony Davis had 31 points and 17 rebounds. LeBron James had 25 points and 9 rebounds. He dished out 5 assists. So, yeah, man, and you got to give it up for my man D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell also has 17 points. So, yeah, man, the Lakers, man, they're going to be pretty hard to beat, looks like. They came on with it. The game that I was really paying attention to, though, was the Phoenix Suns and the Clippers. Them boys was playing some ball, man. Phoenix Suns won 112 to 100. And the old man, CP3, Chris Paul, man, he got so hot. He got so hot at one time, man, he hit a shot falling backwards out of bounds on the sideline. The time clock was running down to almost zero, and he just flipped it up. He was so hot, and it was all net. And Kevin Durant, He just did what he usually does, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Just the same old easy day for Kevin Durant. And Devin Booker, he chipped in what he usually does, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. You know, just same old day for them guys. But, yeah, the Clippers, man, I'm going to tell you something. I take my hat off to my man Russell Westbrook. I keep telling y'all, man, that man, you know, he had 37 points and 6 rebounds, and he did all he could do, man. He didn't have any help because, you know, he had a Kawhi Leonard on the bench and my man Paul, I forget his first name. Paul George. Paul George was on the bench. They both were hurt. So Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, they both were hurt. So he didn't have really any help, man. Gordon, he didn't, you know, Eric Gordon, he didn't really do anything. My man Norman Powell, who usually comes in and puts on his hard hat, he tried to do what he had to do. He only had 14 points. But Westbrook, man, he had 37 points and 6 rebounds. And, I mean, Westbrook was taking it to him, man. But he couldn't do it by himself. So I take my hat off to the Clippers, man. They did all they could do. And the Heat, they was putting it on the Bucks, 121 to 99. And yeah, man, you got to take your hat off to Milwaukee because Middleton, he came to play with 23 points, And you know, Drew Holiday, he always come to play. But Jimmy Butler had 30 points and he got hurt in the game. Yeah, you know, I always say, does he ever get tired? Well, they found a way to slow him up and he still had 30. You know, they tried to knock him out the box. But no, he came down on his gluteus maximus. And for you all who don't know what that is, it's the bottom. He came down on his bottom. And yeah, man, he came down on it kind of really hard. And, you know, he tried to keep playing on it. And the more he played on it, the worse it seemed like it got. So he came out the game. But the Heat take a 2-1 edge in that match. So the Heat have a 2-1 edge on the Bucks. The Phoenix Suns have a 3-1 edge on the Clippers. And the Lakers have a 2-1 edge on the Grizzlies. And like I said earlier, the 76ers took the Nets out. So, yeah, that's how the game went Saturday for the NBA. Now, let's get to the Major League Baseball. And we're not going to stay on that too fast because, you know, we got to get to the fight, man. Yeah, but we're going to give you some scores in the Major League Baseball because it was pretty good baseball going on. And I'm just going to give you a few scores because the Yankees, they beat the Blue Jays 3-2. The Guardians, they lost to the Marlins 6-1. And the Astros beat the Braves 6-3. The Marlins, man, are they playing some good baseball. You got to give it up for the Miami Marlins, man, because, you know, a lot of people been counting them out, man. And they won. They beat the Guardians 3-2. The Cardinals, they lost to the Mariners 5-4. The Nationals, yeah, they took it to the Minnesota Twins, them first place Twins. The Nationals took them out 10-4. The Dodgers, they beat the Cubs 9-4. And the Rockies, they lost to the Phillies 4-3. That's going to be it for Major League Baseball, man, because I want to talk a little bit about this fight. And I want to talk a lot of bit about this fight. And that's what we're really here for, man. Woo, can I say woo? The stars were out last night. I'm talking about the big guns was out last night. Gervonta Davis, 28-0 with 26 knockouts. And Ryan Garcia, 23-0. I forget how many knockouts he had. I believe it was something like 19 knockouts or something like that. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I didn't look it up. I just going off my memory. But yeah, Gervonta Davis, man, I told you the man plays chess. He doesn't play checkers. He had a 7th round KO over Garcia. And, you know, the stars were out last night. Here's some of the biggest names that were out last night. And I'm going to start off with my man, Dr. J. Julius Erving, former Philadelphia 76ers. He the man that started them all to flying in the air. He the one that started the Michael Jordans to fly. Yeah, it was the doctor. Dr. J, he the one started it. And my man, Damian Lillard, oh man, the man that plays for Portland Trailblazers, the one that don't get enough credit, man, the one that just be scoring all the points for Portland. Damian Lillard was out in full effect. Mark Wahlberg, one of the best actors out there today. And none other than my man, Iron Mike Tyson. Man, I think Mike Tyson got one of the biggest standing ovations than anybody I ever seen, man. Everybody saw Mike and went crazy. Oh, yeah. And I'm one of the biggest fans of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. I keep telling y'all, man, I want to go on the show of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. If you're listening, Mike, no, I don't want to be talking on the show. I want to be sitting in the audience watching the show. Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. And my man, one of my favorite boxers of all time, hands down, Sugar Ray Leonard. Yeah, man. Sugar Ray was in the building, man. Him and Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man himself. They were in the building last night, two of the greatest fighters to ever grace the stage to fight each other. Sugar Ray Leonard and Manny Pacquiao used to give us some of the greatest fights of all time, man. Them two boys used to put it on, and Manny Pacquiao say he may not be through. Manny Pacquiao has an exhibition fight coming up, I think he says in June, and we're going to be looking forward to that. And yeah, let's get to it. Let's get to it. Hey, man. The undercard did not disappoint last night. The undercard was incredible. I'm telling you, man, if you had a chance to watch this fight, I'm going to give it to you. All of you all out there in podcast land who didn't get a chance to watch this fight, the undercard was incredible. I do believe the first, my memory serves me right, the first fight was Elijah Garcia and Kevin Salgado. Very, very entertaining fight. Real good fight, man. Salgado, oh, man, he was coming on with it, man, but hey, I think Garcia was a little too much for him, if my memory serves me right. But they was banging. Them two guys was banging it out, man. And then you had Betkimer, I think that's his name, Melikuziev. Yeah, Melikuziev, that was his name. And Gabriel Rosado. Them boys, boring. Until Melikuziev started coming on with it. They were boring, man, in the first four or five rounds. And then Melikuziev said, oh, okay. Okay, Rosado, you ain't doing nothing. And Melikuziev just started banging him, man. And then it got a little heated. And yeah, Melikuziev, I had to give it to you, man. You super middleweight bout, them boys start banging, and it got a little heated in there, and I think Melikuziev, yeah, he took him on out. But the fight of the night for the undercards wasn't no joke. David Morrell versus Yamaguchi Falgoa. Now, them two boys, let me say this first. Yamaguchi Falgoa, he was an older guy. I think he was around 35 years old. And he looked like he was 35 years old. Super middleweight fight. David Morrell won with a KO. And David Morrell, hey, man, you a bad, bad man. The man was quick. He had fast hands. And, yeah, he knocked him out. I forget what round it was, but he knocked him out. I mean, Falcoa fell. So he fell on the side of his face. And he laid down there and went night, night. I mean, he went bye-bye. And he laid down there for quite a while. But he finally got up. And Morrell, he started calling out David Benavidez. Now, I don't know if you want to do that, son. I mean, you don't have nothing, not that many wins under your belt. You got 12, 13 wins, all of them. By, you know, KOs, you know, the man, he calling them out now. He called out David Benavidez, which he got confidence in himself. And when you that good, you might want to kind of take it a little slower. But, hey, man, he called out David Benavidez. If y'all know in the last podcast, I said they all ducking David Benavidez. Well, David Morrell, he not ducking him. He called him out. So let's see what if David Benavidez give him a shot. I doubt it. But it'll be interesting to see, because the dude ain't scared of him, and the dude do have power. He got power and he got speed. So yeah, it'll be interesting. And David Benavidez, hey man, give him a shot, because you say you the best. Hey, we want the best to fight the best, right? Get a man a shot. He think he a superstar? Let's see if you the best. Let's see if he the up and coming best. That's how we used to do it back in the day. Let's see it. Let's see it. We want to see it. Okay, now let's get to the big boys. Yeah, let's get to the big boys. The lightweight bout, the little guys at 136. Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia. Man, it started out. They were feeling each other out in the first round. I'm going to give it to you. First round, feeling each other out. Wasn't very much going on. They were just going around, just feeling each other out. Not too many punches thrown. Hard to score. You had to give it to Ryan Garcia, though, I think, because he threw a couple of little one-twos. He threw a couple of little one-twos. And Gervonta wasn't even thrilled behind him. He wasn't flinching or nothing. He just kind of held he was just holding. Yeah, he just held. He was just holding, and the referee kind of told him to stop holding. Told Gervonta, you got to stop holding. So second round, Ryan, he think he got him now, because he think Gervonta scared. He really think Gervonta scared, because Gervonta just holding. And Ryan come out, oh man, he come out punching. Oh, he come out punching. He threw two or three good combinations, and Gervonta threw a few jabs that knocked him back a little bit. Not much, just knocked his head back a little bit. And Ryan was like, oh, that ain't nothing. Oh, okay. And Ryan Garcia said, okay. And he come in, and he came in with two or three more combinations, connected on Gervonta Davis. And the next thing you know, Gervonta hit him with a left hook, and Ryan went down. Second round, Ryan knocked down. And I jumped up, and you should have heard me. I said, whoa. And Ryan got up. He got up. I didn't think he was going to get up, but he recovered real quick. And he got up, but you can tell from that point on, he was like, uh-oh, okay, let me not do that anymore. Let me not just start just getting too cocky and just unleashing these virages like that, because I could get caught. You could see that was on his mind. And so then the third round came, and Gervonta just started kind of picking him apart a little bit, started hitting him with them body shots, and started hitting him up top. And Ryan was trying to be a little too much defensive. In the fourth, fifth round, he was being a little too defensive, and Gervonta was starting to get coming a little closer. And then Ryan would every now and then, he would hit him with a couple of nice shots. He would hit him with a couple of nice shots. And then in the sixth round was kind of telling, because Ryan started connecting with Gervonta Davis again. He hit him with two or three real nice shots. I mean, they was pretty good. I mean, they connected real good. And I was like, Ryan ain't playing. He didn't hit you pretty good, son. And but it wasn't shaking to Gervonta at all. Gervonta was still tagging him, still controlling the fight, still hitting him everywhere he wanted to. But Ryan could see where he was starting to get his control back a little bit, controlling it a little bit better. And he was getting his confidence back a little bit. But in the seventh round, where you could see Ryan's confidence was coming back, and he was creeping in a little bit more, Ryan ducked that right hand, because the right hand started connecting with Garcia. The right hand, not the left hook, the right hand started connecting. His trainer started telling him, the right hand, use your right hand. You could hear him in the corner, use your right hand. So his right hand started being his effective weapon. So Gervonta Davis started ducking that right hand, and he ducked that right hand, moved his feet, and boy, when Garcia ducked, Davis ducked with him and hit him in the body with a left hook. And boy, Garcia kind of, he went back a couple of steps, and it was like a delayed reaction. He put his hands up like he wanted to keep fighting, but then he took a knee. And once he took a knee, he took the 10 count, and he couldn't get back up. The referee 10 counted him out. Fight was over in the seventh round. And when they interviewed him at the end of the fight, the announcer asked him, he said, what happened there when you took the knee? He said, you couldn't breathe. What was going on? And Ryan Davis said, I'm not going to say anything about that. And then he went on to say, yeah, I couldn't breathe. And Gervonta Davis said, I was playing mind games with him. I saw it in his face. I saw it in his face. He said, I kept telling him to get up, and, you know, looking at him like, get up, get up. He said, but I could see in his face that he didn't want to get up. So I hope I could explain somewhat of what happened in the fight. Gervonta Davis is now 29-0. Ryan Davis is 23-1. Davis 29-0, 27 knockouts. You know, Garcia called himself the king. I think Gervonta Davis is now the face of boxing, like he said. But everybody knows that they're all talking about Devin Haney. They're all talking about, hey, ain't nothing happening until they all meet Devin Haney. Now, I'm not sure if they all in the same weight class. I can't remember. I got to check it out. But we will see. We will see. Because Gervonta Davis, he plays chess. And Devin Haney is a heck of a boxer. He's a heck of a boxer. But Gervonta Davis showed his skills last night. He showed his skills. He showed that he's more than just, just in the ring playing chess. He showed you that he's not only playing chess, but he can box. Because he put on a heck of a boxing exhibition last night. So you got to take your hat off to Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia. Because I want to say this before I go, because the time is running out. But Ryan Garcia showed a lot of class after losing that fight last night. He showed tremendous class in a losing effort. And him and Gervonta Davis, they gave us, you know, our money's worth. They really did. Seventh round KO. Gervonta Davis, 29-0, 27 knockouts. Ryan Garcia, you have a pretty bright future. You're going back to the drawing board. You got to go back into the gym. You got to fight a few more very good fighters. Gervonta Davis, taking on all comers, man. And Drake, they said Drake bet $1 million on the fight. Drake had $1 million on the fight. Like Ice Cube said, I guess he had a good day, or what we say, a good night. Yeah, and for you all that don't know, Ice Cube is my favorite rapper of all time. So yeah, y'all can hit the bell and, yeah, we can get into it. Go on, hit the bell. Tell me who your favorite rapper is. Ice Cube is my man. And my favorite song is the diss song for NWA, No Vaseline. Hey, I'm just clowning, guys. I'm just clowning. But Ice Cube, yeah, he's my favorite rapper of all time. Gervonta Davis, my man. He took it to him, knocked him out. That'll be the show for the day. I'm glad you guys were here to listen. Hit the bell. Let me know what you thought of the fight. Tell me what you want to talk about on the next show, and I'll bring it to you live and in living color. I'm out. Jay Lamont. Peace.